All righty. All right, so you guys are pretty used to these by now. If you're a Red Vet and have not caught a fireside chat before, we get together here and chit-chat and ask questions in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com, not in Mumble or anything like that. And we're going to go through some stuff. One of the first things that I want to do going into this, I have a lot of gold stars and a lot of shout outs to hand out. But, you know, there's a lot of unsung heroes in this war, the sort of Secret Service, the Black Hand suffering through listening to pubbies all day, every day to get us the intel they need. But when it comes to these keep star fights, one of the things that has enabled us to win four in a row, in some of the most grueling combat that I've seen in EVE, I've only done one of these fucking things. I was on vacation while you glorious motherfuckers killed three of these. But last night, I got to see firsthand what it was like on doing one of these things. It was grueling. It was stunning. It was amazing. The highest of highs, the lowest of lows, and then victory at the end of it. And one of the things I want all of you to understand is that none of this would have even been physically possible, regardless of our will, regardless of our determination. None of it would have been possible, was it not? Were not for this new organization that was born in this war, G-Ship, our procurement organization, these motherfuckers, and I want to give a shout out here specifically to Rat Knight and his crew, made so many fucking battleships, so many ships over and over and over again, relentlessly, day after day, finding minerals wherever were necessary, somehow sourcing all these things, the logistics, the supply chain that went into our victories in the last 10 days of madness would not have been possible were it not for G-Ship. So those guys are fucking heroes. This is not, you know, this is something that I don't think any other alliance really has at the kind of level that these guys have been put together. And this was an organization that pretty much didn't exist until, what, like a month and a half ago? It's fantastic shit. There are other people that need shout-outs, too. This is the first Fireside since fucking YZ9. YZ9 was probably one of the best and worst things that I've ever seen happen in this game. For 10 minutes from the moment that our Valhalla Riders executed their trap, and they executed it perfectly, and we knew it because this had been a scheme that we had been working on for a long time. Lots of practice, lots of effort went into that. For 10 minutes, we glimpsed a view of heaven. We knew that their supercaps were dead because we had tested it on the test server, and we knew exactly how much damage was necessary, and we were prepared to escalate all the way and take out the rest of everything they had. This war was over in YZ9 a couple of days ago. And the only reason that this war did not end and that the enemy supercap fleet still exists is because they got saved by some pretty shitty things that happened with the Gunnet Code, right? I don't want to turn it into a bitchy at CCP thing. I want people to just understand that it is extraordinarily rare in this game, especially in the middle of a hell war when everybody is trying to kill each other, that all parties on all sides, including the enemy fleet commanders, acknowledge that we had them. For 10 minutes, we had a vision of heaven, and at that same 10 minutes, while we were waiting for the damage to come through, the enemy FCs were shitting their pants, humiliated, knowing that they had been had, that they had been baited, that they had been trapped, that they had been outplayed at every fucking level. And that the only reason why they got away with anything is because they lucked out. In many ways, our Valhalla Riders are sort of like our first martyrs to outrageous fortune, as it were. So as we go forward with this war, I want you all to understand that functionally speaking, as of the other day, we already smashed the shit out of these guys. We did what was necessary, and then that was taken away from us by fate. But it was not taken away from us by our enemies, and they know it. They know we beat them. But war goes on. It was an extremely emotional couple of an extremely emotional couple of days there. The going from YZ9 to winning in 319 yesterday was some old school Great War roller coaster ride shit. And the war goes on. So we're going to talk about that. Pardon me for a moment. My jabber's exploding. All right. Sorry, I have many channels active. As you guys know, they dropped another Keepstar about an hour ago in a YZ9. So I want to give people a shout out for the bounty system. Like, we have had two instances with this where goons have caught hostile online and Keepstars. We asked you guys to keep your eyes peeled and that we would throw a bunch of ISK at you. And that worked twice in a row now. So that is super fucking cool. Now, let's talk about what comes next. Obviously, we have another Keepstar fight tomorrow. We are going to be contesting it. We are not going to be commenting on how we are going to be contesting it, what we are going to do, or any of those things, because the enemy listens to the Firesides. And I'm glad that they listen to the Firesides, because if you are one of our hostiles and you're listening to this right now, I want you to know what utter, absolute contempt I have for you, what we have for you, and that we are going to continue fighting. They think that we are going to give up because they think that we are like them. They do not realize that the Imperium has become sort of a society over the years because of the pressure that has been put on us by these fucking puppies. They don't understand that when we fight like lions and when we grasp the sun, regardless of consequences, they do not see returning veterans coming back to the game after years away, handing us their titans and saying, throw it at the fucking puppies. Fuck these people. We will not give them the satisfaction. So we continue to fight because we are not like them. Because we are a tribe, we are a people, we are whatever you want to call it. A secret society, Freemasons in space, a fraternity, whatever analogy for whatever the fuck this thing is, we are not like them. And I can tell you that's the case, not just because of Herf Blurf, but because already certain alliances and legacy are losing corporations hand over fist because they don't want to pass. They don't want to be a bunch of pathetic losers of the also-rans of the fleet commanders that got kicked out of the Imperium or ran away because they couldn't handle it here. And then they come and they attack us and whatever. Now you have legacy alliances. I believe, what is it, Evictus is losing corporations hand over fist because they don't want to be associated with the pathetic cowardice of people like Pro God Legend and Billy. And that is an important thing to know. It is very rare in the history of EVE Online that the entire galaxy looks upon our deeds and agrees. We are the protagonists. We are the heroes. We are the ones fighting against the impossible odds, against these people. And we will continue. There is no Saarinen in this war. There is no infinite ISK cheats that the enemy has. There will be no, like, there's no anything. There's just no war. All we will do is fight until we break these people. And then the Vengeance Rampage. But before we get to the Vengeance Rampage, we have to win. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep killing them. All right, so let's get to some specifics here. It is kind of tough to get to lots of specifics because, again, lots of gold stars to hand out, lots of things going on. Herf Blurf aside, that doesn't mean that there isn't a shitload of work ahead of us. It is a huge blow to have functionally had total victory, the greatest ambush. I want you guys to understand what we did, and then when the game broke, it was taken away from us. The enemy did not take it away from us. The game took it away from us. We executed the greatest ambush in the history of video games in YZ9. And any motherfucker that wants to contest that or argue that is a baby back bitch. That is what we achieved. The greatest ambush in the history of gaming. Unfortunately, the game broke. The way that we designed the ambush was such that the enemy didn't really have a way to counterplay for it because they fucked up when they insigned. We had them dead to rights. Then the game broke. They know it. We know it. You know it. And you should feel proud of that. Just as you should feel proud of the fact that 4 for fucking 4. I had no idea how awful these fucking Keepstar fights were because I was in Michigan for the first 3 that you motherfuckers managed to win. I was in fucking Michigan on vacation, smoking weed, Keepstar fight. Okay, whatever. But I had never experienced one myself. And after last night, I just want to let you know that after suffering the dick punch of having the greatest ambush in the history of gaming snatched from us by bad code, the fact that we were able to turn around and face fuck these pathetic, cowardly, pubby shit stains again. The amount of endurance and willpower that is required, the commitment to each other that is required to do that, damn the losses, full speed ahead, is exactly what we'll need to win this war. And we will. All right. Apparently, I was a little bit more riled up than I expected to be. I wasn't really, you know, we were having a Loom meeting, scheming and planning, because, you know, we got lots of shit going on, but had a little bit of herf in the tanks. I am very, very, very fucking proud of you guys. So proud. All right. Let's get back to work. And yes, I am wearing a black shirt. No more Mr. Nicemitten. Nice guy Alex can go into the fucking box. Everybody's just going to get to deal with the nastiest fucking Mitanni shit they can imagine from here on out. They're taking the gloves off. This is some hell war shit now. I feel a degree of anger and injustice towards our enemies that I did not quite feel before. I hunger. Anyway, to win the war now, to win after our YZ9 trap was taken from us, we have various other schemes and plans that we will be executing. There is a lot more work to be done. Instead of simply giving up because the trap didn't work, we are pivoting to our various other schemes. And I'm not going to say anything about what those are. But Test will still be next, don't worry. And we're not leaving Delve, don't worry. One of the things that has been really kind of funny, actually, is watching their theory of case to go after us, which is they think that we are like them in terms of organizations. They think that we are essentially just a big video game guild of people that care about their kill boards, that only care about themselves, and they